Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. So, it is the second Sunday of June. That means it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday here on Animal World. So, Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, zooming in from Idaho. Linda Rasmussen is here in studio. Nathan's here, as always. He's always in the studio, keeping things going. And Stacy's here in her private moodlit studio, answering the phones. And we do have open lines, correct?
They're completely open. And if you want to get into that queue, you can give us a call at 425-373-5527, or the toll-free line will be 888-298-5569.
Yeah, all right. So we would love to hear from you. I have to say, before I get serious here, just because we just got done love training, and it's so much fun when there's somebody here and there's somebody to dance with. But Linda, I got to find what you were doing, something more than just dancing. Almost like a Tai Chi thing or something. Were you just doing, I'm thinking I should be doing more of what you're doing, stretching and bending and all. So what were you doing?
Well, those are just my Linda moves, and they're probably a fine combination of stretching and some of the things that I do, because it moves energy. For people who might be curious, there's a chakra 11, which most people don't know about, and it's in the hands and feet.
Oh.
And it's the concentrated ability in those places for us to move energy in our field.
Oh.
And so things like sweeping your hands around and doing different things with your feet, it's just another way to really take and stir and excite the energy and move it.
Hey, so next time we're in the studio, I just might have to copy Linda. Do what she's doing.
I didn't see it because I was watching the other weird little light show thing on the video.
Uh-huh, yes.
But it sounds kind of like a Lomi Lomi. Are you familiar? Stacy probably knows about Lomi Lomi, huh?
Stacy, do you know about
Lomi? She's taking a phone
call.
No,
she's on the phone, so she's not listening.
All right,
is Lomi Lomi a Hawaiian thing?
I believe it is, and they move their hands, and they kind of, shift around, and I have to wonder if there's some energy things involved in the Lomi Lomi thing.
Well, we'll have to wait till she gets off the phone.
Yeah.
All right, so I was, I just mentioned that, then I was going to take advantage of the time and talk about your newsletter. Monthly newsletter. I guess we'll do that while we're waiting to see if this is a call that wants us or not. Dr. Nels, you for a while now have been sending out a monthly newsletter, and people
indeed
can sign up through that via your website, healingministryforanimals.com. Correct?
Well, nowadays I'm only they have to become members of my private.
I was going to say they do that by becoming a member of the private group, but then they can get the email.
Yep, that's one of the perks.
Right. Your emails, because now your wife, who's also Martha, and that's why I tell you so you don't get us confused. Anyway, you and your Martha are doing these newsletters together. And, they're really, really crammed with a lot of great information. So there's a wonderful story about one of your beloved kitties, Tenderfoot that you told. So if y'all want to hear the story of Tenderfoot, it's a pretty good one. You have to get the newsletter. And then you did a dedication video to one of your clients, Peanut. So it was, you know, treatment videos. And people should know about you that you have your YouTube channel, Nels Rasmussen, where we can watch before and after video sequences of the animals that you work with.
Right.
And you are now doing a monthly affirmation. And so,
yes.
So I've been adding, you know, your monthly affirmation to my group that I do every day, you know, and, but again, this month I'm a little confused as to what my affirmation is. because you did do some explaining, because you talked about what is the, what's so powerful about the phrase I am.
Right.
And then you talked about how to make an affirmation. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. The thing with I am is when you say I am, it makes what's happening very immediate and personalized to you. And that's why we start many of our affirmations with I am. And then we want to add in a feeling, because the positive feeling is, you might say, the driving force of what makes affirmations work. So I'm so thankful and grateful. And then you might want to come up with, what's the objective here? If you have pain, you don't want to say, I'm so thankful and grateful for being pain-free, because the word pain is in there. And that might be a bad thing.
Okay, so you don't want the negative word in the affirmation.
Right. You want to state very concisely and specifically what it is you want. So instead of saying, you know, pain-free, how about relaxed and comfortable? So I am so thankful and grateful for my relaxed, comfortable body.
Gotcha.
That's an affirmation that if you don't use that yet, and if you do have pain, that's a great one to use. I've certainly used it myself on occasion. So, and then I have a few other things in there, like I embrace the feeling of love. So I embrace is not the same as I am, but it's you doing something in the immediate now, embracing. So you can, and, you know, as Linda's crafting these for our listeners, she's doing it on the fly and finding which words resonate the best for them in the moment. And sometimes it's not an I am statement.
Okay. Well, now, so then I read the newsletter here. So I'm trying to figure out, okay, so what's the affirmation? So I thought, well, when I got to this point, what Dr. Nels is just describing, I think, okay, well, maybe I'm supposed to make up an affirmation. But then the last thing is have a great month. And then there's a circle and he's written in, I am, I am, I am. And so my spiritual foundation, going back 40 years ago, probably one of the first affirmation things that I was taught, you know, was I am, I am, I am, I am the I am that I am, which is an extremely powerful spiritual affirmation. And it kind of taps into the fact that there's an aspect of God in all of us. So you're not really saying I am God, but, you know, I am because I have God in me. Okay. So I thought, well, maybe that's it. The affirmation is I am, I am, I am. So could you please unconfuse me?
You're just taking this all way too literally here.
Oh, okay, probably.
this is not rocket science here. This is what I'm going for here is more about helping people understand that if you're going to do some affirmation crafting for yourself, there's some good steps, good ways to go about
it.
And you don't need, you know, an expert, a guru to make one up for you. But what you do need is these elements to make it work for you. And then the other thing, which I probably should have mentioned, is step four, and that is repeat it often, very, very often.
Gotcha. So this month's newsletter was more about teaching people how to create an affirmation rather than giving us a specific one for the month.
Right.
All right. See, well, but see, my left brain just has to break all these things down. Just causing trouble. All right. So if you want to be involved and get these wonderful newsletters, you just got to go to healingministryforanimals.com. You do need to join the private membership group, you know, to be able to receive the newsletter, but it's still really cheap, isn't it? Like $10.
It's $10.
it's not a big deal.
Yeah, and it's not like every month. No, it's just $10.
It's a one-time fee of $10. Yeah. And that gets you into the group so he can work with you.
Yep.
All righty. Thank you so much for that. Now, sometime before the end of the show, Nathan, you have to help me remember, we need to do current events.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have not had our sports section yet. We actually have a team that's worth talking about these days.
Well, they were until this weekend,
I guess. But they've been doing pretty well. But last week, remember I told you? Now, I know I told you about the dates for Bark in the Park for the Mariners, but that's out of my price range. But we went to the Bark in the Park for the Aqua Sox last year, and I told you I had seen the dates, and I couldn't remember when, and somehow they didn't make them into current events. I found them again. So I have the dates for the Everett Aqua Sox Barks in the Park. So you have to remember to do that before we're done. And so now we need to go to the phones, or would you want us to do ads first? What would you like us to do,
Nathan? Let's just do a quick ads, and then we'll have a lot of time to just focus on our caller.
Okay. All right. So stay right where you are, everybody. We're going to take care of our advertisers. It is the most important part of the show because without them, there is no show. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are, and then we go to the phones. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are heading towards the bottom of the last hour of this week's show of Animal World, and we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses, and you can learn all about them at newprosupplements.com. You can find usually the dog supplement at a lot of pet stores in the area. I get mine up at Bridges in Snohomish. They carry it. But if you can't find them at your local store, all the products are available on Amazon. So check them out, newprosupplements.com. And then we heard from Natasha Venter. She is our communicator, medium, intuitive person. She does the personal awareness coaching, feng shui, and some astrology, and great personal readings. You can check her out at intuitiveclarifications.com. intuitiveclarifications.com. And then she does a weekly podcast at 4 p.m. on Wednesday. And you can find that on her YouTube channel, which is Natasha Venter, the letters I and C. Natasha Venter, I, C. And that, of course, is for intuitive clarifications. Natasha Venter, I, C, for her YouTube channel and podcast at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. And then she's available for private readings, you know, over the phone or Zoom or in person, however you want to do it. And you can call her at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Yeah, all righty then. We are all caught up, Nathan. And so where are we headed now on the phones?
We have another trip out of state to go to Fresno in California. So let's go ahead and welcome Dina, who is looking for some help from Nels. And, of course, we'll include Linda and Martha as well. So welcome to the show, Dina. You're live on Animal World.
Hey, Dina. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, Dina. You're live.
Hi.
You're there.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. I think we have to start with Martha's in the doghouse. Because I just realized, Dina, aren't you the one that was coming up and wanted to get together with me?
Yes, but I figured you were busy.
Well, so. I just have to, a huge apology, because Dina had mentioned something on the air. I'm coming up and I'm going to contact you. Well, and I remember I got an email or something, and then stuff happened. Now, I don't know. I had to have some major dental stuff, and I've had some medical stuff going on and some things. That anyway, something happened, and things were really weird, and it just went off the radar. And then sometime recently here, I see your name on Facebook, and I'm thinking, and all of a sudden it was like, oh, geez, I think I totally dropped the ball. So anyway, Dina, I totally dropped the ball, and I'm so, so sorry, and it was not intentional. It's just the timing was just really messed up.
I get it.
All right. Things happen. Well, please forgive me. I'm sorry. But
absolutely. I'm going to try and be up for the month of September again.
All right. Well, we'll try again when you're coming up then. Anyway, what can Dr. Nels and Linda do for you?
Well, Necco, my polydactyl Manx, tabby white, seems to be showing symptoms of renal issues or stones and has gone off his food. Tries to use the litter box, but nothing happens when he squats.
Ooh.
Yeah. He's been really lethargic. But he did eat last night, and he's got more energy today. So
How old is Nico?
He's 12.
Okay. All right. Now, the first thing we got to talk about here, this will be generally for everybody, for Dina. Now, Nico is male, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, with cats and urinary tract stuff, you got to really pay attention with males because they, you know, males and female cats can get crystals and stuff in their urine. But with structurally, the physical structure of a female cat, the urethra, the tube that takes the blood, urine out of the bladder, just goes straight out of the body. But with a male cat, the urethra bends before the urine comes out. So they can get that crystally type stuff stuck in the urethra, and it actually blocks them from being able to urinate. That is a life-threatening situation. So when someone says got urinary tract symptoms and that sort of thing, male cat squats to pee and nothing comes out, well, that's a red flag. Now, it could mean that he has a urinary tract infection or something, and he feels like he has to go all the time. If you've ever had a bladder infection, you know, sometimes you feel like you have to go all the time, and sometimes there's nothing there, but you still feel. So it can be that, or it could be he's blocked up. Okay, now I'm giving all that information, not just for Dina, but for everybody else listening. Now, so Dina, are you familiar with this, and do you know about this, and do you know that this is or is not a problem with Nico?
It's never been a problem before. I'm aware of it. I've had other cats who have had issues and know it could be the phosphorus level and their food could be too high.
Yeah, there can be all kinds of things going on. Now, if he were mine, because, you know, I'm a retired vet tech and I have experience here. See, I would just hold him and I'd take my right hand underneath his belly, fingers on one side, thumb on the other, and I'd kind of feel up in his abdomen. Because if they're blocked up, you'll find the bladder, which will be hard. And it might be like the size of a plum or a lemon. You know, if it's like getting up orange size, then we're getting into trouble. But you can usually feel that bladder. So that's the first thing I would do is massage around to see if I can feel a bladder. But I'd also be paying real close attention. Is he like squatting to go a lot? And over again, or just did it once?
He did it just once, and I called my vet last week, and she gave me things to look for.
Okay.
I'm monitoring the litter box, and he actually peed twice in 24 hours.
Okay.
And like I said, he's eating and he ate and he drank last night. And okay. That's the first time in probably 4 days.
I would think that if this were a situation where he was blocking up, he wouldn't be getting better and eat and drink again. He'd be getting worse. And you are in touch with your vet. So I think those bases are covered. But yeah, I just wanted everybody out there to know if you've got male cats, you need to be more aware of this when females, because females can have a really messed up urinary tract system, but they don't get blocked up and can't urinate. But if that happens with a male, it's life-threatening. Now, apparently, Dr. Nels, you were able to connect with Necco, and you are working on him, so
obviously
there's stuff to do.
There is stuff to do. I'm getting it done. I could say for my older cat, who is starting to do interesting symptoms, but he was still peeing. It wasn't blocked up. But frequent urination and inappropriate urination, which is way out of character for him. We put him on a product called Bladder Support, Dr. Mercola product. And I was absolutely amazed at how quickly and so much better he got. He even acts like a much younger cat now. It's just amazing. Yeah,
so it's
having
called,
all that working.
It's Bladder Support made by Mercola?
Yeah, the brand is Bark and Whiskers. I get it on Chewy. It's good stuff. You should look up what's in it. I mean, it's amazing. Besides supporting the bladder, it seemed to be just generally good for old cats. And he's 15 and he's going on 6.
All right. So Dina, you might want to check that Bladder Support Bark and Whiskers on Chewy.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds like it wouldn't hurt, you know.
No, it's the main, I think the main active ingredient is basically dried cranberry powder, but it's got, you know, some other good things that are generally good and healthy for all the ailments of old cats.
No, and it sounds like, it worked well with him, so good thing. All right, so you're working on Necco. Dina, would you like a session with Linda?
Yes, please.
All righty, Linda, you're in charge. Dina is all yours.
Okay. Well, good morning, Dina. And
good morning.
I'm going to invite you to think of a beautiful blue sky. just thinking the sky is blue, taking the opportunity to relax. And bring a person who's been on your mind into your thoughts. You've got somebody?
Yes.
Okay.
Thinking of a person.
And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of dependable. Dependable and the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking at the left side of your forehead. And do some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you continue to focus on dependable two, with your closed eyes looking at the left side of your forehead.
All right, Dina, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the left side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking dependable and the number two. Dependable two. Dependable two. Dependable two.
Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bringing the person you were thinking of into your thoughts. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of dependable.
Great. I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of dependable. You got that, Dina?
I have it. Thank you.
All right. So you're tuned up with Linda. Dr. Nails, looks like you've finished with Necco. Anything to report?
Well, he just needed a good overall general kind of a tune-up, and I did find a little blocked-up energy right at the transition of his rib cage and his lower spine, which is also where the kidneys are. So I did a little of what I call energy pumping. Looks kind of like taffy pulling, and that just sort of gets the energy moving. And anyway, we'll see how all that does for him, and good luck. I hope he pulls through, gets better, gets his younger self going again.
Yep, and you can get this bladder support from Chewy and see how that, if that helps him too. Anyway, anything else you need, Dina, or are we good?
We're good. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. And if there's anything else going on with him or something you need to know, you can call us back next week when Natasha's here, because we can have her look at the energy.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then if you're coming back up here again and you contact me like that in the past, be a squeaky wheel. If you don't hear right back from me, keep bugging my voicemail or bug my email, because sometimes, you know, stuff happens and I get buried.
I get it. I figure you were out working in your yard trying to clean it up after all the winds you had.
That very, you know, that could have been it, because that I did get buried. But, and, you know, and the storms are still happening. We're supposed to be done with that. But my golly, I got a mess in my yard. I got to go clean up from the winds from last week. We had a windstorm and I had no power. Now, last Sunday afternoon, I had power gone. Okay. I'm done. I don't want to clean up. And never mind. I love where I am. I love my trees. Forgive me. Anyway, Dina, be a squeaky wheel, okay?
I will.
All righty.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, all righty then. So, phone lines free, or we've got...
We are free on the phones. Got time for probably one more caller if somebody would like to call in at 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. to get your free healing from Linda and Nels and also Martha as well.
Well, you know, sometimes I just mess up the detail. And sometimes I do space things. Yeah, so if you're trying to contact me, you don't just call Martha once and then forget about it. You know, or something, because sometimes, you know, because I keep a phone log. You know, I log every call. But if the page gets flipped, you know, then sometimes I forget for a while to go back and catch the people I didn't, whatever. But anyway, so be a squeaky wheel. You won't ever offend me, but you might not get me if you don't bug me sometimes. All right, so how about, since phone lines are free and all of this, why don't we take care of current events? That sound like a plan? I think it does. Well, it's not quite entertainment. It's more like free healing. But guess who's at the top of my current events list? Linda Rasmussen. Okay? And she's up there because she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you. And her working with you on the air doesn't count. So even if you've called in and gotten treatments on the air, you can still have a free treatment with her in her office. She works out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. And you can see her in person there, or she can work with you remotely. And you can get a free session if you call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty. Then coming up, the Northwest Stream Center. This is a big benefit concert, and it's the Sunset Serenades with the Musical Mountaineers and Friends. Now, the promotion on this event sounds phenomenal, like these musicians and stuff, that they're really, really phenomenal. It's going to benefit the Sustainable Ecosystem Lab. It will be Saturday, June 15th, so that's next Saturday. It's at the Northwest Stream Center. Concert is at 7, but there is, you can pay a little more, $10 more for priority seating and early admission. It's so that's $50, $40 for the rest. It's a 90-minute concert, starts at 7 p.m. You can check it out at streamkeeper.org. You can also go to marthanorwalk.com and click on current events on the left side, and all these details will come up, and you can get more information there. Let's see. All right, now... Positive Alliance got some stuff coming up. They will be doing custom ID tags for your animal friends June 23rd at the Resilient Hearts Solstice Vendor Fair in Fremont. They'll be doing it July 13th at Old Dog Haven's 20th Anniversary Party in Shoreline, October 19th at Cattoberfest in Renton. Let's see. There, in case you're interested and you got a big budget and you want to go to Bark in the Park with the real team, the Mariners, well, there's a Bark in the Park, would you believe, tomorrow, June 10th versus the Chicago White Sox. Maybe that'll help them, Nathan, if we get a bunch of dogs out
there. Yeah, I
hope
so. And then, of course, playing the White Sox, too, that'll be hopefully a good chance for the Mariners to win.
Yeah, because they've been doing really good this season.
Well, the White Sox... they themselves have been pretty much the bottom of that.
Right, but the Mariners have been done really good until just this weekend, hasn't it been?
They had a good stint against the Angels and the Athletics, who are both really struggling teams, so I wouldn't take that too much for granted, that win streak. And, of course, you know, once they got against the Royals, then they, had some troubles in these past two games, especially the first game of the series. That one was rough.
All right. So are those the Kansas City Royals?
It is.
I'm having a hard time. I'm having to like Kansas. I never liked Kansas. But I don't know her music, but I'll tell you what. I am a Swiftie diehard, and I am in love with Taylor and Travis Kelce and their whole love. I just think they're the brightest lights on the planet these days. And so I can't hate Kansas anymore. I have to like Kansas. All right, never mind. Let's see. So if you want to do Bark in the Park at the Mariners here, tomorrow, Monday, Chicago White Sox, then Tuesday, July 2nd, they're playing Baltimore Orioles, is Bark in the Park. Wednesday, August 7th, Detroit Tigers. Thursday, September 12th, Texas Rangers. Now, if you're more in my league, no pun intended, how about a take me out to the ball game with your dog at the Everett Aqua Sox? And we missed one last week, Nathan. There was one on June 4th. But the next one coming up is July 30th. Then there's one on September 4th. Those are evening games, first pitch at 7:05. So there you go on that. Let's see, is there anything else? Meow Cat Rescue, annual Fine Wines and Felines, their in-person dinner and auction will be Saturday, June 22nd at 5:30. And new location this year at the Cascadia College campus in Bothell, so it should be easy access and all that good stuff. Okay, so I think that's everything on current events. The big thing would be, remember, Saturday, June 22nd, well, that is when the Ananda community is having their big open house. It hasn't happened for 5 years. And guess what? I'm the welcome booth. So if you come to the Ananda open house, I get to welcome you. Write your name down, give you a name tag, and give you the treasure hunt map and all of that. And you can come and have a wonderful celebration, booths and, you know, some of the vendors and East West Bookshop. And there'll be free food and a bake sale and all kinds of great stuff, music, entertainment. And then at 4 p.m. will be the summer solstice celebration and hoopla with that, with Nyaswami's Padman Reman, our spiritual directors. And then at 5 p.m., it's a free dinner, for a free vegetarian dinner for everybody. And I understand we're having lasagna, vegetarian lasagna, and salad and all that good stuff. So that'll be 5 p.m. complimentary dinner. So the Ananda community is at 20715 Larch Way in Linwood. And the event is from 2 to 5 p.m., dinner's at 5, and so that'll probably go for an hour at 6, and we might do another tour of the community then, but hope you can join us. So there we go. That's it for current events, and we need to take care of advertisers. Nathan is hopping around in his chair now, so it is the last hour, of course, you know, and he kicks us out at noon, you know. I mean, it could be nicer and let us stay, but for some reason he wants to keep this shows on schedule. Don't quite understand that. All right, so how about we we're still phone caller
we
free,
will actually we? Return with a call from Sue and Bothell.
Oh, us. We do have a phone call. Well, yeah. Never mind, let's get busy then. Let's take care of advertisers and then phone calls next. Sue, hold on, we'll talk to you shortly. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. Be sure and check out Dr. Nils Rasmussen. You can reach him through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. Click out the contact link and fill that out, and he always does a free telephone evaluation. So if you want to talk to him about how he can help you and your animal friends, healingministryforanimals.com. And then our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, anything going on with you? It's a great idea to have her work on the energy and get you balanced and so forth. And it's wonderful to be in the energy of the gongs and the acutonic forks and so forth. And so she can work with you in person or remotely. Whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty, before we run out of time and I go off on a tangent somewhere, let's get to the phones and welcome Sue from Bothell back to the show. Good morning, Sue. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. I just need a reset on Zoe and Jody Joy.
And remind us, for anybody who's listening and doesn't know, we all know who Zoe and Jody Joy are, but who are Zoe and Jody Joy?
Okay. Zoe's a almost 11-year-old, or she is 11, she's almost 12, brown tabby, and Jody Joy is a small brown tabby in white, and she's going to be 13, I think.
All right. So two kitties.
Yes.
All right. And anything going on with either one of them? I know Dr. Nels, you know both Zoe and Jody Joy, and he's already tuned in and working on somebody. Who stepped up first?
Zoe jumped up first.
Joey volunteered. Okay.
Zoe getting a tune-up right now.
All right.
Good. Because she off and on licks her arms raw.
Oh.
It's getting better right now on its own, but it just, off and on, it has this licking issue.
Huh. And that might benefit from this work. We know that with Stacy's bags, he was doing some obsessive licking.
And I actually had a cat of my own that was licking her back end raw and just taking all the hair right off. And mysteriously, I decided to do a tune-up on her, wondering what the heck's wrong with this cat. Well, I'll tune her up. And sure enough, about a month later, all her hair was grown back. So apparently it can help. We'll do our best here.
Yep. Now, the other things that you could add or check into, depending on how she's doing, Sue, Jackson Galaxy, the feline behaviorist, my cat from Hell Guy on Animal Planet, he's got a website, jacksongalaxy.com, and his flower essences, he calls them holistic solutions. They're in his behavioral wellness section. But there's one called Obsession Solution, which could be helpful with situations like this where you got a chronic licking sort of thing. but he also has, gosh, I should just look it up and see what he's got on. He's got some skin things, remedies. Let's see. The Obsession Remedy, Skin Soother. He has a Skin Soother remedy. And then I think he has a three combination. I think he's got an Ultimate Skin Soother. Ultimate Skin Soother. So these are something that are very natural. You know, flower essences distilled down, not going to cause any problems, but could be helpful in supporting the kitty. So you just might want to take a look at those. And you could, they, all of his essences have lots and lots of reviews. So you can go and read and see if anyone describes something similar to what you're dealing with and if they got help from these remedies.
Sounds good.
All right. So how are they doing, Dr. Nils?
All right. Well, I just finished with Zoe, so I'm moving on to Jody Joy right now.
All right. Now, I'm assuming, Sue, that you would like a session with Linda. Is that true?
Actually, I'm good today.
Oh, you think you're good today. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But thank you.
Then we will stick with Dr. Nils, and now we're on Jody Joy at the moment.
Yeah, Jody Joy. And they're both getting pretty much a reset. You know, their fight or flight systems are a little bit out of whack, a little wonky there, and we're getting them rebalanced.
Excellent. And I'm assuming, Sue, there's nothing going on specifically with Jody Joy, or you would have mentioned it, right?
Right.
Okay.
She seems to be doing pretty good.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, you'll have to let us know how Zoe does after this treatment, if that licking, you know, slows down or stops.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, then I would look at the Jackson essences, because that would be a really benign thing to do that could be supportive.
All right. And Jody Joy is now tuned up as well.
All righty. So they are all tuned up, Sue. Anything else we can do for you?
No, that's good. Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World. Have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Well, I have to say, you know, we realized, or I realized something when we took that last break. You know that 80-degree day that was supposed to happen yesterday? Well, it's happening now. Here in the studio. I have no idea what the temperature is outside, but we got that 80-degree day here in the studio, so I can't wait to get outside, get some fresh air. It's not like we can open the windows and the doors and all of that, because you get all this radio equipment, and everybody's really picky about, you know, oh, can't mess and upset the equipment. And then we're not the only radio station here.
No.
So we can't blast ourselves all over the hallways, because there's four other radio stations out there. One's right next door to us.
Yep. It feels great in here, because it's usually freezing in here. So this is perfect.
Yours well, went okay, out too.
There is our balance. Stacy is happy camper in her studio. Because you're usually freezing.
It's usually freezing
yep,
in here.
Yep. Okay. That would be normal. So we are almost out of time. Want to remind everybody that next month we're going to mess with the schedule just to keep you on your toes. Dr. Nils and Linda, well, Dr. Nils has got a 50-year high school reunion coming up, so he's coming over to this area, and they're having a big Rasmussen family reunion and all that stuff. So they're not going to be available on the second Sunday of July. So Natasha will be here with me on the second Sunday. And then Dr. Nils and Linda will join us on the third Sunday next month. So if you're going to call in for free remote treatments, make sure you mark your calendar that one time only. Next month, it is the third Sunday. All right. And anything else? Anybody has
Stacy wanted to mention something about the Seattle
Storm. The Seattle Storm are... doing really well. We need to be smart watching them and leave the Mariners on the back burner for a little bit.
Well, so, okay. So now I haven't, I've been really, I've actually been able to work lately.
Been
so
in
I
full swing.
Well, yeah, I know all of that, but I haven't been able to pay real close attention because I've actually been busy. So how are they doing?
They started off slow, but now they're 6-game winning streak and they're playing again this afternoon.
It certainly, there's a lot of stuff going on around women's basketball.
Yeah, lots of stuff. Okay.
And really fascinating. If you didn't, I don't know if any of you watch MSNBC, but if you ever watch Stephanie Ruhle, does the last weeknight show at 11 p.m. It airs 8 p.m. out here and then 11 p.m. She did a great show. She did a whole thing on the women's basketball show. She was really mad because... you know, the Caitlin Clark.
Right.
So you've got the young college gal, superstar, comes to the, you know, women's NBA. And then there are some issues. Everybody's paying attention to her because she was so popular. And, of course, you know, the rookies come in, the new guys, they get bumped around a lot. And, you know, and it's just the way, you know, these sports works and the games work. And, it, you know, it's normal. It's not that big a deal. But so Caitlin's getting really teamed up on and you
right.
know, and there's
and she's
some...
getting hit when they're not even playing basketball.
Right. Yeah. So and so the they're problem. Really going out of their way.
She doesn't care if she's hit when she's playing. It's when.
But they're going out of their way to trash stuff.
So they're going to
trash her. And so there's a whole lot of hoopla about all of that. But what Stephanie was upset about was that, you know, come on, you guys. If the guys do this, you know, they're always hitting bad, low, high, inside, you know, and trash themselves. And that's just the way you play the game. But when the women do it, oh, look at these mean girls and they're all this sort of stuff going on. So she was really upset that there needs to be a balance here. And yes, there were some bad calls there. And I think they're starting to shape up
right.
their calls.
Yeah,
a
I
bit.
Mean, it's, I mean,
a little bit of targeting going
exactly,
on.
Exactly, yeah.
Little, so little she, much. They played out here already.
Yeah.
And they played tonight, but I didn't have a chance to ask you. Did you see the game?
Yeah, I went to the game and it was packed. You know,
yeah, yeah.
It was sold out. So most people ever gone to a game here.
Yeah.
And but, she, it's, you know, they like to say it's not her, but it's her because
right. it is.
It's right. her.
And so I don't know why are we so upset that she's getting all this attention. That's bringing more attention
exactly.
to the sport, to the women's. Everybody
total
should
jealousy.
Be celebrating this. Yeah, dump on her anyway, because that's what you do with rookies.
Right.
But at least be reasonable and don't do the blatant
exactly.
crappy stuff.
Yep.
But celebrate the popular, because it's bringing more attention, and
sure.
women will probably earn more money as a result.
My dad is a big, you know, men's basketball fan, and mm-hmm. especially college, but
right.
he's always loved basketball, and he's just blown away by the abilities that Caitlin Clark has done on the court that he's never, you know, been excited about
right.
before.
And now other people are watching who never did before. So
let's celebrate her. It's right. okay to give her a hard time because she's a rookie, but let's celebrate it. Let's not make it a bad thing. All right. We are out of time. So next week, it is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, personal awareness coaching and general psychic stuff with Natasha Venter. So hope you can plan to be here. Call in with your questions for either one of us. Follow up from this week or whenever. Or if you'd like a personal reading with Natasha, we'll be here to serve you next week. And now, of course, Nathan's eager to get out of here. Well, so am I. It's too darn hot. Anyway, you guys have a wonderful afternoon and the rest of the week. And Dr. Nels, thank you. Linda, thank you. Stacy, thank you. Nathan, thank you. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.